News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, opinion in England, Scotland and Wales now favours Irish unity. That's according to new research from UK academics. Dr Ruth Dudley Edwards, commentator, historian and author. Ruth, what did you make of the research?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Both of you. I thought it was very good research. I thought it was very intelligently presented. And they were actually digging down and looking for more serious action. But the thing about it is, Shane, that it's not in the real world. You know, it's a very, very slight, very, very slight differences between the pro and anti. And what comes out of it for me is that, as usual, everybody's blaming the English who actually pick up the tabs. I mean, that's the usual thing. The Scots, and the Welsh and Northern Irish don't think they get enough money. And the English sigh resignedly about always being abused and attacked, why did they actually do pick up the tab. But there isn't. No, I think what it is a sign. There's no momentum behind this at the moment. You have to think there was a very romantic period when Sturgeon was riding high and the Scots and the Irish were getting together and the Nationalist Irish were getting together and saying, won't it be wonderful and we'll have some sort of empire of the Celtic nations and we'll be a better class of rulers altogether. And now that's collapsed in ruins in Scotland. Who the hell wants Scottish independence at the moment? How could they survive? I've always had this vision of the Scots, if they ever got this great border that we're talking about between England and Scotland, they'd be there with them. With rattling for pennies.
I mean, isn't there a bit more to this than that? Doesn't this survey show that actually people in Britain don't really care about Northern Ireland? I mean, Scotland is supposed to be the spiritual home of unionism, and yet it seems there's a large majority who would quite happily see a united Ireland. Like, it's a tragedy for modern unionism. They want to be part of the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom isn't remotely interested in them.
Well, the English feel a duty towards them and will continue to do that because an awful lot of English soldiers died in Northern Ireland, don't forget. And while they don't have very strong views about it, and they would be perfectly happy if the Northern Irish voted to go into United Ireland, but they're not going to push it in any way at all. And it's not going to happen, you see, that way. So they just want everybody to shut up and be peaceful.
I think that is undoubtedly true. And absolutely, I accept your point that, people aren't taken to the barricade saying there must be United Ireland. They're not thinking about it. But isn't that part of, to come back to my question, isn't that a little bit tragic if you are a unionist? And honestly, I say this with no sense of glee or anything, but isn't it a little bit sad that unionists are, and understandably, desperate to be part of the United Kingdom, but the United Kingdom, the rest of the United Kingdom, Britain, is shrugging its shoulders and saying, actually, we kind of regard you all as the same, and you're all Irish, basically.
Well, I think they're not as upset about it as they used to be because they're taking a much more rational view of it. But I honestly think there is there's utter acceptance of this now. It really is. Utter acceptance that there's a kind of indifference, but they also know that when it comes to the crunch, the English will stump up and the United Kingdom will stump up. And they feel secure now.
They didn't stump up over Brexit. I think unionists have made this argument that they were left on their own, basically. When it came to cutting a deal, unionists were very much forgotten.
Well, it wasn't that they were forgotten, but they were very small. You know, I mean, I was very torn because it's very brave of me to admit in an Irish show that I voted for Brexit, but I did so after much, much, much worrying and feeling, bad about this because I am Irish. I feel very British too. But in the end, I live in Britain. I've lived here for 50 years and I had to vote the way I thought was right for the UK. Mm. And I thought the right for the UK, was Brexit, and I still do. And I knew it wasn't going to be good for Northern Ireland, but it's a very tiny part of the UK. So you've got to look at the broader picture. So, of course, there's some resentment about that. But in the end, Northern Ireland prods are pragmatic.
Are they pragmatic to the point where they now realise, I'm just putting this to you, that again, this survey all points to one thing. All the research seems to point that at some point in the future, I don't know when that'll be. I don't think it'll be in the next 10 to 15 years. But at some point in the future, there probably will be a United Ireland.
Well, I don't think it points that way, actually, Shane. I really, really, really don't see how it does at all. And all the other polls I read, and I see far too many of them, essentially show that the South doesn't want it. It may claim to in certain polls, but any of the people I talk to in the South are saying, oh, my God, you know, we've got a country down here that we're very happy in, and we don't want it messed up with all these Nordies.
Okay, Dr. Ruth Dudley Edwards, commentator, historian and author. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Let us know what you make of it. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.